Shakira there with Hips Don't Lie on Next It's a Vibe. So I was watching Whip It last night and I was wondering if there was a roller derby scene here in Australia. So I had a look around and it turns out we have a fairly vibrant scene. So I thought I'd get the lowdown of how it all works. So I gave Emily a call. First off, Emily, help me out. What are the basic rules of roller derby?
Quickest way to explain this is that you have two 30-minute halves and each half is broken up into two-minute jams. You have four blockers on the track per team. They're the ones who have to stop the jammer who gets the points. Every time the jammer goes around the track and passes an opposing blocker, they get a point for their team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. But what position do you play?
I'm a blocker at the moment. Mm-hmm. I do intermittently jam, but mm-hmm. I don't do it willingly. I'm not very good at it. And it's a real struggle. You know, you've got four chicks on the track trying to hit you down. And some of them are really, really solid. And it's like pushing against a brick wall for 2 minutes straight, which is really tiring and soul destroying.
So how did you get into roller derby?
Oh, look, like most people around about my age, it was probably when Whip It came out.
Yep.
I saw that. Thought it was really, really cool. Within the year, I saw a game from the league that I'm with now. And I wanted to join ever since. I was a bit terrified, though, so it took a bit of courage to work up and actually join. So it was a few years later that I actually did. And I've been with the league for 3 years now. So that's pretty much seems to be the story for a lot of people around my age, is that Whip It was the point where they went, hang on a second, I want to join this sport.
Yeah, I absolutely love that movie. It makes the sport look a little rough, though. Do you get many injuries while competing?
Yeah, it happens. It's a full contact sport, so we all go into that knowing that there is the potential for injury, and they do happen inevitably, but it's not too bad. You know, we had a full two-day tournament with two tracks a few weeks ago, and I think we only had one serious injury and one that we thought was serious but was actually ended up being okay. So, you know, the first thing that they teach you when you join a league is how to fall. You know, we know that you're going to fall over, so we're going to teach you how to do it safely. And we're totally decked out with helmet, mouth guards, wrist guards, elbow pads, knee pads. And then we have a lot of girls who also add, you know, ankle braces, shin guards, anything else that they want to make them safer so that we can prevent as many injuries as we can. But sometimes it still happens, but that's okay. We all know that getting into the sport, and you just kind of got to roll with it and just deal with it when it does happen.
One of my favourite parts about roller derby is the fantastic names you guys give yourselves.
Yes, yeah, it's like a totally different persona. It's really, really good fun getting to pick our names, or sometimes the league gives them to us.
Yeah,
I myself am the Vengeful Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really, really good ones. We've got Betty Boom, Copper Floggin, Dita Damage, and I came up with a derby name for one of my close friends who's a big Star Trek fan,
mm-hmm.
and she's now known as Captain Kirkass.
Nice. Love it. So when's your next match?
So we're actually finished up for the season at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even training anymore. We finished up about a fortnight ago.
Yep.
But we will be back on the track in mid-January next year.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, my particular league, we generally host round one and the grand finals of a tournament called the 5x5 Roller Derby Championships, which goes across all the way from Sydney to Newcastle with a couple of different leagues there. And then we also host SmackDown, which is a October long weekend, two-day tournament. We do that every year. We're also hoping that next year we'll be invited back to the Great Southern Slam, which is the largest roller derby tournament in the Southern Hemisphere that's held in Adelaide every second year. So we went 2 years ago, and we're hoping that we'll be invited back again. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I hope the best for you guys, and hopefully you smash it next season.
Fingers crossed.
It's really funny how a movie can impact someone's life so much, but if you want to see the girls in action, check out the Central Coast Roller Derby website. Up next, we have In Motion by All Day. You listen to Next, it's a Vibe.